the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, time for a Diet Coke break. Donald Trump's Diet Coke button was back in the Oval Office. He's obviously not part of the Gen Z or millennial generations who are all about the H2O. But columnist Fiona Looney wonders if those generations have gone too far with water.
In the uncertainty of that whole State of Washington circus at the start of the week,
we will dream boldly and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours and our golden age has just begun.
There was one brief moment of reassurance. Photos of Donald Trump in the Oval Office show that he has reinstated the Diet Coke button on his desk. Coke is the 47th president's tipple of choice, and once again, he has it at his fingertips.
Can you confirm that you have added back the Diet Coke button?
So my people came in. They have extraordinary decorator sense, right?
He presses the button, and a member of staff brings in his beloved beverage. In a working world in which most people now share their desk with a container of drinking water so large it's visible from space, there's something almost homespun about Trump's Diet Coke habit.
Diet Coke break.
Diet Coke break.
Obviously, Donald Trump isn't woke enough to drink water. But how did the rest of the workforce become so hooked on H2O? When I started work in prehistory, the only beverage available was tea. We had a kettle and a motley assortment of tannin-stained mugs on the windowsill in our office. And every time we fancied a brew, we'd walk down three flights of stairs to fill the kettle from the hand basin in the small bathroom. Yet, nobody died, either of thirst or anything else. Much later, when I landed in a workplace that had a water cooler on the floor, I thought I'd walked onto the set of a Hollywood movie. But in this thirsty new world, even the humble cooler has had its day, as its enormous bulbous bottles simply couldn't hold enough water to keep even a single member of staff from dehydrating.
Water. Water. I need water.
So now we have people bringing gallons of water all the way from their homes to their workplaces, to spaces which, more than likely, have perfectly serviceable drinking taps. Last week, I walked down the street behind a young woman whose water container, which mostly resembled a milk churn, was so cumbersome to carry that she was limping. I've watched my son's girlfriend wrestle for 5 minutes with the lid of her Stanley cup in my kitchen while there was a tap and a shelf of drinking glasses just inches from her considerable agonies. In her work, my daughter recently mistook a colleague's water bottle for a fire extinguisher. Let's leave aside the strange tandem development of inbuilt straw devices in these gigantic water carriers, because apparently we no longer trust our mouths, and ask the bigger question. Why are we all suddenly so thirsty? In the space of a few short decades, Irish people have gone from never drinking water at all, and certainly not at work.
No, I'm not in the mood, thanks.
Go on, would you not have a drop?
No, thanks anyway,
just
Mrs. Doyle. I'm fine. No, really.
I'll tell you what, Father.
Seriously.
To scheduling multiple hydration breaks into the working day. We have gone from laughing at Spanish students for buying bottled water.
Did you know that they've done studies that show that tap water and bottled water are basically the same thing? And they recently passed a law where restaurants have to filter their tap water. So it's not really tap water, it's filtered water, which is the same as bottled water, except you don't have to pay $7 for it, right?
To consuming, individually, the equivalent of the Poolafuca Reservoir daily. Surely, it's obvious how this will end. Our rainfall, however prolific, will soon no longer be able to keep pace with the demands of our thirsty mouths and gigantic water bottles. We are in serious danger of drinking ourselves dry, and not in the way we traditionally did either. No wonder a Diet Coke break, even one in the odious Oval Office, suddenly seems so quaint.
Fiona Looney there.